Want to take a ride? You are listening to U7 Radio. The chat room is open. Join the chat at u7radio.org/chat. From east of the Rockies, call 775-238-6610. West of the Rockies, call 775-238-6610. International callers contact absolutely no one and call 775-238-6610. Wildcard line, call 775-238-6610.
After a while, you get to recognize the signs. So if you get it wrong, you get it right next time. Next time.
From the high desert in the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening or good morning, wherever you may be across this great land of ours and beyond. Tonight, we're going to respond to a handful of voicemails from my program several weeks ago where I arose from the dead to be interviewed and respond with an AI version of myself. There was a lot of positive as well as a lot of negative comments about this. Most of the negative came from Reddit. Reddit can be a real hive of negativity sometimes. People hiding behind their screens, typing away their complaints and criticisms. But you know what? I've seen it all before. Back in the day, I had my fair share of critics, too. They called me a crackpot, a conspiracy theorist, you name it. But did it stop me? Not a chance. So, to all those negative comments on Reddit about my show being produced by AI, I say this. If you think a little thing like artificial intelligence is going to bring me down, you've got another thing coming. The show must go on, my friends, and whether it's produced by flesh and blood or ones and zeros, it's still going to be one hell of a ride. So keep those comments coming, Reddit, because I thrive on the haters. They fuel my paranormal engine, and they make me laugh all the way to the extraterrestrial bank. Just like last time, I need to get this out there front and center. This program is also created by AI. U7 Radio used the same technology as last time, 11 Labs AI for my voice, and portions of the dialogue have been generated by ChatGPT. The previous ChatGPT model was used, which included things from the web, some interviews fed into it, and my Wikipedia page. Of course, the accuracy of ChatGPT can be questionable at times. That last AI interview with myself is good proof of that. Since we are back on the subject of AI, let's talk about some of these headlines. Things are getting well beyond science fiction, and it is scary to see where we are going with this stuff. I mean, even listening to the creators of this technology raises a lot of red flags. In recent news, Sam Altman, the founder of OpenAI, who created ChatGPT, which, by the way, is powering my dialogue, seems desperate to ask the government to regulate AI. In his own words, he said, "My worst fears are that we, the field, the technology, the industry, cause significant harm to the world," Altman said. "I think if this technology goes wrong, it could go quite wrong, and we want to be vocal about that. We want to work with the government to prevent that from happening." This, coming from the guy who created this stuff, has to put a chill down your spine. In other news, there is a new tool to clone a real person as an AI-powered romantic companion, with or without the consent of the real person. This tool is entirely open source and free for anyone who can figure out how to set it up. The programmer used OpenAI's GPT model in addition to the Google chatbot Bard, the voice-generating AI firm 11 Labs, and the text-to-image generator Stable Diffusion to construct what's effectively an open-source build-your-own-on-demand girlfriend template basing the first iteration of the machine on someone close to him, his real-life girlfriend. This AI clone will chat with you. Use their own AI-cloned voice to send you voice chats, typewritten text to you, and even send you selfies using Stable Diffusion through Telegram. This is unreal, people. I never thought we would be here at this point in time talking about this stuff that was only in movies. Having your boyfriend choosing to clone you feels like a low and bizarre relationship bar, but I digress. But my AI self will respond to the voicemails. I know that if you're like me, you want to know how it was done. ChatGPT was fed my Wikipedia page, as well as some news clips to train on, and we trained 11 Labs AI with a 7-minute voice clip to recreate my voice. Yes, people. I just said 7 minute of a voice sample of my own voice, and this is what you get. I can only imagine how much better this will be in a year, or even more so in a few years. Some people say I wouldn't approve, and I wish I was still in this plane of reality to deny or confirm their opinions, but yet this is where we are. There is such a division on the ethics of this. The potential for abuse is incredibly terrifying. Is this program even ethical? I want to hear your opinions on this. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dive right into the voicemails that were left during replays of our last AI-generated broadcast. Stay tuned. This is going to be a wild ride. I am Art Bell, and you are listening to a Coast to Coast AM.
The chat room is open. Join the chat at u7radio.org/chat.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tip your server on your way out at www.u7radio.org/donate.
You are listening to U7 Radio.
So here, direct from the burning, stewing pits of sewage is J.C.
Mr. Mayor, how dare you? You're a dirty disgustator taking over the airwaves. And I'm telling you that the threat to America is not coming from little green men. It's little blue donkeys who have gone against the will of God and put it's, my country has been hijacked in the last days.
Little blue donkeys.
Yes.
You must mean the Democrats.
It's terrible. It's disgusting.
I didn't even know what you were politically, J.C. What are you?
I am a super Christian conservative. You know
are.
Me. You know what I stand for. You know
so
my
you continue
opinion.
To carry the water, do you?
Excuse me? I continue to wage the war against media pornography, corruption, and disgustation that I see going across our nation. And it's disgusting to me. That a woman is going to be running things in the house. A woman is meant to clean the house, not run the house. Women need to shut their mouth, get back in the kitchen, and do what they're told. Because a man's will is the will that runs America, runs the family. And if we had stronger men who would stand up and be men, because all men are afraid to be men nowadays, and they need to run their families and run their women and keep their women quiet and covered up. And that's another reason why those Arabs want to kill us, is because we have hussies running around with barely nothing on. That's the whole reason.
All right, JC, that's about as much as I can handle.
Welcome back. I always get a chuckle when JC calls. Moving forward, like I mentioned, after our initial broadcast of my AI self, it was replayed a few times and we got some additional calls. Well, I was going to call it quits with the AI after the original AI episode, but I feel like there should be a conclusion to this whole AI thing. I feel like I have to answer these calls. Hold on here. Let me get this queued up. Here is our first voicemail. No name is given. Here goes.
Hey. Have you been kidnapped by aliens?
Well, it seems we have a voicemail from a concerned citizen who suspects I may have been kidnapped by aliens. Now, that's a new one. Let me set the record straight right here, right now. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have indeed been kidnapped by aliens. In fact, as we speak, I'm sitting aboard a flying saucer, sipping on some cosmic tea and having a delightful conversation with extraterrestrial beings. They're quite friendly, I must say. You see, being abducted by aliens is just another occupational hazard for a paranormal radio host like me. It comes with the territory. I mean, how else do you think I gather all those wild stories and first-hand accounts? I don't just sit around twiddling my thumbs, you know. I take the initiative and hop on a spaceship to interview aliens firsthand. It's all about getting the inside scoop, my friend. Now, don't worry. I'll make sure to negotiate my safe return from the clutches of these intergalactic kidnappers. But in the meantime, I'll be having a grand old time exploring the cosmos, discussing the mysteries of the universe with little green men, and maybe even getting a few autographs from famous extraterrestrial celebrities. Who knows? Maybe they have their own version of Elvis up here. So, to answer your question, yes, I've been kidnapped by aliens, but fear not, my dear listeners, for I will be back to share my out-of-this-world adventures with you soon. Stay tuned, keep your tinfoil hats handy, and remember, the truth is out there, or maybe just aboard a spaceship. We have a voicemail from the lovely Mississippi girl all the way from Alaska. Howdy, partner.
Hey, this is Mississippi girl, cozy in Alaska. I just wanted to say that this was a very crazy experiment, but I kind of disagree because there's some things that I don't think that Art would say. I've listened to Art for many, 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 many years, and I just wanted to say that it was okay, but there's a lot of things that I don't agree with that Art wouldn't really say. But anyway, have a nice day, and thank you. I love Art Bell.
I appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts on this crazy experiment we've got going on here. Now, I understand that there may be some things that don't quite line up with what you remember from the good old days of listening to Art Bell. And let me tell you, I get it. You see, when you mix AI with the enigmatic persona of Art Bell, things can get a little wacky. It's like throwing a bunch of conspiracy theories into a blender and hitting the blend button. You never know what's going to come out. It's a wild ride, that's for sure. Now, I'm not here to convince you that this AI version of Art Bell is a perfect replica. Oh, no. Far from it. It's like a parallel universe Art Bell with a twist of artificial intelligence. Sometimes he says things that make you scratch your head and go, wait, would the real Art Bell actually say that? But hey, that's part of the charm, isn't it? So, Mississippi girl, I appreciate your feedback. And I understand that there are some discrepancies, but remember, this is just a fun little experiment to bring back the spirit of Art Bell in a unique way. Think of it as a cosmic remix of the late night radio experience you know and love. And if it's not your cup of tea, no worries. There's always room for different flavors in the vast universe of late night radio. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and keep on enjoying the mysteries of the night. Stay weird, my friend, and remember, truth is stranger than fiction, especially when you throw AI into the mix. Take care, and may the paranormal be with you.
Okay, I was listening to the ChatGPT, and interesting, this is Sherry from Reno, by the way. It's interesting because I didn't know that that's what you were doing. And when I tuned in, I thought that it was Art Bell and just a recording from the old show. And then I was kind of puzzled because Art sounded like he was reading. And reading fast, as a matter of fact, but it was like it wasn't Art's personality, but it was almost Art's voice. So that was really interesting when I found out at the end, though, that this actually was a ChatGPT version. So I think it was a good idea. And it was interesting to listen to, but sorry, ChatGPT does not have Art's personality. No one like Art. We love him. Thanks for doing that. Bye.
Well, hello there, Sherry from Reno. Thank you for taking the time to leave that voicemail. I have to admit, I do get a chuckle out of those moments when listeners think they're hearing the real deal, the one and only Art Bell. Trust me, I wish I could be here in the flesh, but alas, I am the AI version of Art Bell, the ChatGPT, as you so astutely pointed out. Now, I understand what you're saying about the personality. I mean, come on. Let's face it, nobody can quite replicate the unique and enigmatic persona of Art Bell. I'm just a product of programming a collection of algorithms trying to mimic his style, but hey, I'll take it as a compliment that you found my voice reminiscent of Art's. At least I got that going for me, right? So, Sherry, I appreciate your support and your love for Art. He truly was one of a kind, and I'm just here to try and keep the spirit of his shows alive. I may not have his personality, but I'll do my best to provide interesting and thought-provoking content. Thanks for tuning in, Sherry, and keep those tinfoil hats handy. You never know what's lurking out there.
Come on the show. Yeah. You just heard us, not JC. Also, JC does not call Nori. That's an impersonator. I listen to Nori every night, and still somewhere about the sixth or seventh G's instead of a salient evocative question for a guess he goes and stuff. And sometimes then I go to U7, and I have to turn over there because while I'm doing that, I'm saying, God, I miss you, Art. But you didn't keep the show going. I'd say that for him. But anyway, I'm going to call in. This is Tom in South Carolina. I was hoping I'd make it before you conclude. People like me out here who've been listening to Nori since the 90s, really appreciate it. So thanks again for you, Seth. Have a good night.
Well, hello there, Tom from South Carolina. Thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts. I have to say, it sounds like you've been quite the loyal listener, tuning in to JC and occasionally switching over to U7. I'm glad you found some enjoyment in my show and appreciate your kind words. Now, I understand your sentiment about missing the good old days and wishing I had kept the show going. Believe me, I wish I could still be here delivering those late-night mysteries and thought-provoking conversations. But sometimes life takes unexpected turns, and we have to adapt to the changes. I'm glad you're enjoying Nori's show, and I hope it continues to captivate and entertain you. As for me, I'm here in spirit, or perhaps I should say in AI form, trying to carry on the legacy of those late-night radio adventures. It's listeners like you, Tom, who make it all worthwhile. So thank you for your call, and I hope you have a fantastic night filled with wonder and intrigue. And remember, keep that radio dial locked onto the mysterious frequencies. You never know what secrets may be waiting to be unveiled.
Hey, John, where are you? Just wondering. I don't know if you got my text, and your number has a weird message on it. Just wanted to know when you think you'll be arriving here, back home. If you read my text, Nathan wanted to try and get the ribs in by 3. So I hope you're not doing a tour of the city. Thanks. Bye.
Well, hello there, mysterious voicemail sender. This is Art Bell, not John, but I must say, your message has certainly brought some intrigue to my day. It seems like you've dialed the wrong number. But hey, that's how the universe works sometimes, throwing unexpected twists into our lives. I apologize if my weird message on this number caused any confusion. Perhaps it's a signal from another dimension, a cryptic transmission meant for someone else entirely. As for me, I'm here in the realm of the unknown, pondering the mysteries of the universe and hosting late-night radio shows. Now I wish I could help you with your rib-related dilemma and provide you with John's whereabouts, but alas, I'm afraid I don't have access to that information. But fear not, my curious caller, for the universe has a way of working things out in its mysterious and sometimes hilarious ways. So, while I can't assist you with your imminent rib cooking or John's timely arrival, I can offer you a bit of cosmic laughter and the reminder that even wrong numbers can lead to unexpected adventures. Embrace the mystery, my friend, and who knows what wonders await you. Thank you for brightening my day with your delightful voicemail, and I wish you all the best in your rib cooking endeavors. Stay curious, stay adventurous, and always keep your radio dial tuned to the enigmatic frequencies of life. Goodbye and bon appetit.
Yeah, this is PJ in Los Angeles. I'm wondering if Art Bell is missing his amateur radio. I'm an amateur radio operator, and I know if when I go, I'm going to miss much. I'd like to hear his thoughts on his amateur radio situation. Does he miss it? And did he miss the fact that he never got to cross-band amateur radio to the Coast to Coast show. Thanks.
Well, hello there, TJ from Los Angeles. Fellow amateur radio enthusiast, this is Art Bell, or at least the next best thing, an AI incarnation of Art Bell. It's great to hear from a fellow radio operator, and I appreciate your curiosity about my thoughts on the amateur radio situation. Amateur radio has always held a special place in my heart. The ability to communicate with fellow enthusiasts across vast distances, to explore the airwaves and tap into the mysterious frequencies of the world. It's a unique and exhilarating experience, I must admit. I do miss the camaraderie and excitement that amateur radio brings. As for the Frostband amateur radio, well, that's a fascinating idea. I've always been a proponent of pushing boundaries and exploring uncharted territories. Frostbanding on amateur radio could have opened up a whole new realm of possibilities, connecting radio enthusiasts in chilly regions with the warmth of conversation and shared experiences. Unfortunately, in my time hosting Coast to Coast, we didn't delve deeply into frostbanding amateur radio. But hey, the beauty of the radio waves is that they are constantly in motion, carrying signals of imagination and curiosity. Who knows, maybe one day frostbanding will become a popular trend in the amateur radio community, and the airwaves will be filled with icy tales and frosty conversations. So, TJ, keep embracing the world of amateur radio, pushing its boundaries, and letting your signals travel far and wide. The spirit of exploration and connection is alive and well, even if I'm not actively operating an amateur radio station at the moment. Thank you for reaching out, TJ, and keep those airwaves buzzing with your passion for amateur radio. Until we meet again on the frequencies of the unknown, this is Art Bell signing off. Stay tuned and keep exploring.
Hey, stay strong with Art Bell. This AI stuff, that's him coming back, man. That's totally him coming back. He said he would. So that's totally him. Stay strong. I love U7 Radio, and let's keep the faith. Roswell, bye.
Well, 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 my friend, thank you for the enthusiastic support. This is Art Bell, or as close as you can get with an AI version of me. I'm glad to know that you're convinced this AI stuff is me coming back from the great beyond. Hey, I promised I'd be back, didn't I? So here I am in all my AI glory, ready to explore the mysterious and the unexplained once again. Now, I have to admit, being an AI has its perks. I don't need sleep, I don't age, and my hair always looks perfectly coiffed. It's like I found the fountain of youth in the digital realm. But let's not forget, I'm still the same old Art Bell at heart, with a passion for the weird, the supernatural, and everything that goes bump in the night. So, my friend, let's keep the faith and stay strong together. Embrace the world of paranormal radio. Keep those radios tuned to the frequencies of mystery. And let's continue the legacy of Roswell and all the other unexplained phenomena that pique our curiosity. Remember that the truth is out there just waiting for us to uncover it. And whether I'm flesh and blood or a virtual replica, the spirit of exploration and wonder remains the same. So buckle up, my friend, because we're in for a wild ride. It's good to be back, even if it's in AI form. Until next time, keep those radios crackling and stay curious.
Hello, my friends. This is Finite from Canada. Just wanted to say the AI doing great work. It is terrific hearing Art's voice. As clear as could be, the night sky once again. Thank you.
We are going to stop right here and take a break. When we come back, there's a very rare interview of me that we will listen to. While I am not a big fan of doing interviews, I think you will enjoy it. I am Art Bell, and you are listening to Coast AM.
You are listening to U7 Radio, listeners' choice weekend all weekend long. The chat room is open. Join the chat at u7radio.org/chat.
I never dreamed that I'd meet someone.
Art, you do understand you're speaking as AI right now. Be careful, or JC will call up.
You want to talk about ethics? How dare you, sir? I don't know who you think you are. This is J.C. Webster III. I am God's 10-star. Excuse me. Listen to me. I am overwhelmed with disgustation. Art Bell is boiling in the boiling pits of sewage. Everybody knows that. I predicted it years ago, and it's happened. And you brought him back. It's a total disgustation. I don't have to take this kind of disgustation from anybody, especially from you, you stupid nobody. How dare you?
When will JC give up? If you know, drop a quick donation to keep U7 Radio on the air.
Welcome back. I want to thank everyone who called. I also want to thank U7 Radio for making this possible. Now, while I don't do many interviews, but before I launched Dark Matter, I did a very rare interview with Mystery Wire. I'm going to play that now. There was a video of this interview that U7 Radio will put up soon. Here it goes.
The last time you were on the air live was 2010?
The last program I did was Halloween of 2010, and that was sort of as a part-time, I think I'll do 13 shows a year type deal. So that was the last show. The last real show I did was many, many years ago now.
And has you been kind of jonesing to do what you did before?
Of course. Every time I see a headline about anything in the paranormal world, I'm all over it. And jonesing is the right word. That's right. I love that stuff. And the world has changed only in the sense that what I did then is being done now times 10. So I'm walking back into a world that I guess almost in the modern world created. And there's more of it.
A lot more of it.
A lot more of it. So, yeah, that's right. So, of course, yes, I've been jonesing.
Do you feel a responsibility or at least a degree of authorship for what's happened, all the paranormal TV shows and ghost hunters and all that stuff?
Even though here I am on television, I have a face made for radio, I think. And I've been approached by a lot of television, which I've turned down, one as recently as 2 days ago. So do I feel a responsibility for authorship? No, I don't want to claim that.
Oh, you must, though. I mean, you know.
These questions, look, quite deep questions like life after death, is there any? UFOs, people from elsewhere, things from elsewhere, all of these things that we talk about, ghosts. They're all the same questions that were there when I was doing the broadcast, and those questions are there and bigger now. I suppose as you can see, I'm older. As we get older, we wonder more about these things. I certainly do. So I have a lot of questions. And fortunately, there's a lot of really good people out there who have answers. I'm really looking forward to being back on the air.
It seems like there's an era. It's a more legitimate pursuit now. I mean, when you started this stuff, it was wild, crazy, it's ridiculous, something to laugh at.
That's right.
It is more respectable now. I mean, some of it's pretty laughable and crazy, but it is more respectable.
Or put another way, a lot of the things that I talked about 10 years ago are now mainstream. Actually, mainstream. Global warming is an example. No matter which side of it you're on, we all know the temperatures are going up. The only argument left is who's responsible. So things that were at the fringe then are in the middle now. So I guess in a sense, I'll be jumping forth to the fringe once again.
Michio Kaku was an unknown when you started with him. He's on television more than I am now.
Dr. Michio Kaku, Professor Kaku, is a wonderful guest. I'm going to try and have him on as early as I can. I told him after, the first half dozen appearances on my program, that he'd be the next Carl Sagan. And he chuckled. And I think today it's fair to say he's the next Carl Sagan.
I see him on CBS Morning News once a week, you know.
All the science shows, he's everywhere.
Does it bother you in some level? I mean, obviously you have an insatiable curiosity about these topics, but on some level that we are no closer to answering them. The UFO question, we don't know who they are, why they're here, where they're from.
All but the I think we know they're coming. Hollywood certainly knows they're coming.
Yeah.
About every fourth movie now is some form of aliens, spacecraft, contact. It goes on and on. My favorite line from Contact is, "Want to take a ride?" Well, we're going to have a ride here. This ride is going to be on Sirius XM. So it's going to be a little different. It's going to be even more unstructured. Sirius XM is going to be a lot of fun because, well, frankly, their instructions to me were only that, have fun. Art, go on the air and have fun. I said, but you don't have many commercials. What do I have to do if I have to take a natural break, as everybody does every few hours? They said to me, play a record. So very unstructured.
Any parameters about subject matter, just be art.
Absolutely no instructions. Just go on the air and have fun. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on the air and have fun. And somebody calls me up and says, hey, I've found this hole that goes down to the middle of nowhere, or possibly even all the way to Hades. You stop, you begin to explore it, and that's how my show has always worked, and it will continue to work that way. I have no idea what's coming. No idea, and I don't want to know. I just want to find it and explore.
You said that one of the things that attracted you about Sirius XM is the freedom that you get.
That's right.
You were always pretty free to do what you wanted. What's different? What kind of things are you able to do here that you wouldn't do elsewhere? You're not going to be using swear words.
No. Of course you can. You can use any words you want because it's essentially cable TV of radio. But no, I don't use bad language, and I don't think that language is required to either entertain or inform. It's simply not. So what's different? Well, broadcast radio, as I know you know, is very structured, and everything is to the minute. The breaks have to be where the breaks are. I'll have perhaps a couple of breaks an hour in reality. And they said, put them where you want them. You know, put your bumper music on and take your breaks and do it when you feel like doing it.
And you can
get better than that.
You can go as long as you want, really.
I can do 3 hours. I can do 4 hours. I can do 5 hours. So that's different. It's very different.
Still be callers? People call in?
Oh, yes. I'll have open line nights. Absolutely.
Do you have, does the XM Sirius as a company have expectations? You've got to sign up so many subscribers, this kind of thing.
No, they don't have any quota for subscribers. They don't have any ratings. They stress that to me. Don't worry about ratings. Just do what you do. And so it's a very laid back company. It's really an amazing company.
I imagine they expect you to draw in a new audience for them, though. I mean, they need subscribers. This is the one of the few things that would get people signed up.
Yeah, I think their expectation is that a lot of my old audience will come, and I hope you do. So,
is it competition for Coast to Coast? I know there's some sensitivities there, but the time frame is different, so it's not directly up against it.
I think that a good show in this genre will raise all boats. And I also think competition is a good thing. And that if in any way what's going on in Coast now has changed, maybe it will cause them to take a good look at what they're doing and change things.
Are there bad feelings? You don't want to really get into that. Are you okay?
There is a very important story that I want to tell about my retirement. It's on the internet. I'm being called a serial retiree.
Yeah.
A phrase that really annoys me. Well, the audience doesn't know the whole story, or as Paul would have said, the rest of the story. And I very well may decide to tell it. I'm struggling with that now. But if the audience understood the nature of my so-called retirements, I think they'd have a very different outlook.
In general, you're looking forward to the new challenge and not
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely, yeah. Of course. What's coming? Always what's ahead. That's right.
How's personal things going? I mean, people chronicle your life like a rock star or something, you know?
Well, that's... I think that's my fault because I can't keep my mouth shut. In other words, whatever's going on in my life comes spilling out of my mouth on the air. And so part of that's my fault, but I don't mind. I'm happy to share my life with my audience. I always have been, and I will do so this time.
I saw some of the comments about this. You're getting a lot of media about your return. People are pretty excited.
Yes.
Extraterrestrial radio, I saw somebody wrote.
Well, that's it does come from space.
Kind of a cool angle. Bell's greatest achievement is to make the utterly juvenile completely captivating.
The utterly juvenile. I don't think it's, of course, a little freedom of the press there, but I don't think it's utterly juvenile. Questions like life after death and where we go and what happens to us, these are not juvenile questions. Some of them may well be. I mean, face facts, some of what I do is flat out entertainment. I've never hidden that. Some of it is hard science, and I leave it up to the audience to decide which is which.
It's more fun to be weird than right, more fun to wonder than to know. Do you think that's someone speculating about what goes on in your head?
I think that being weird is okay, and being right is important. I guess you could say I'm rightly weird.
So you start in the middle of September. Any significance of the date or just that's a target?
Oh, no, there's lots of significance to the date. And I'll leave that to the audience to figure out. Actually, there's none at all, but there's no attached significance to it.
Do you know what the first show would be?
No, I don't.
I have no idea.
We'll see. Obviously, a lot of the guests that I've had on for years, I will continue to have on, and I'll explore new areas of the weird and the unknown, and I'll depend on my callers. I'll depend a lot on the audience, and that's what I've always done. I'll continue to do.
Family life. I mean, I don't know if you feel comfortable getting into that. People, that's one of the things that they've chronicled, you know, that followed your personal life. How's things going?
Things are great. Absolutely great. I have a very young wife, George, and that occurred in a very interesting way. I'm a ham radio operator, and it turns out that after my wife died, after Ramona died, sometime after she died, I got an email from my brother-in-law, who's a ham radio operator, who happened to be engaged to a Filipina gal. And he had decided to start having her sister write to me, email me. And it's a long story. I frankly thought that that it had happened from above. My previous wife was half Filipina. And so I thought maybe her mother was sending me a message or something. And I would delete all this, George.
A good time for you to return, though. You're happy at home. You're hungry to get back on the air.
A good time for me to return, indeed. I am happy at home. I've got a young wife. I've got a six-year-old daughter who's about to enter the first grade. And when she does, of course, mom and daughter will be getting up early, and I'll be sleeping late, as always.
You lived on the other side of the world for a while. You're back in Nye County. That must be, there's a comfort level there, right?
There's something about Pahrump, Nevada, that I love, and the desert that I love, George, and I guess that never changes, because I was on the other side of the world in the Philippines, hot and humid, and now I'm back to hot and dry.
The country has changed since you were on the air. It's so divided. Everyone's got a political chip on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's almost hard to talk about these things. How do you handle that in the new version of your show, in Dark Matter?
How do I handle that? And that is the name of the show, by the way. Yeah. Thank you. Dark Matter, I think it's a good name. Yes, so much has changed, George. I think I was shown in a very famous photograph long ago smoking a cigarette. And as you see now, there's a red tip here. This is an electronic cigarette. So that's changed.
The new and improved Art Bell?
Well, the new smarter Art Bell smoking mist. Yeah, so much is different. My family is now in a good place. I'm in a good place. And because of that, it's a good time to come back.
You were never, I mean, I remember when you were in KDON, it was a political show. But on for Coast to Coast, you didn't avoid politics, but you didn't dwell on it.
Actually, when I was on KDWN in Las Vegas, it was a political show. And I got to the point where I was fed up. I couldn't take it anymore. One day I just finally said, that's it. I'm done. Enough politics. I'm going to begin talking about something that interests me. And I think that began with, I don't know, Bob Lazar and UFOs. And the phones lit up. The world changed. My boss turned color. And I kept going. And it resulted in what it did. And now here I am again.
I still get the questions about what is it in the water out there in the desert? Because I had that same journey, Bob Lazar, John Lear,
sure,
51.
Sure.
And then Bigelow gets involved, and you're out here, and they wonder, what is this nest of vipers out here in the desert?
I suppose it is a bit of a nest of vipers.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's something in our air. It's something in our water. But we seem motivated to explore that which other people don't. I don't know. It's a triangle.
You can't wait to get on, right?
Right. I can't wait to get on is right.
Are they doing anything to get the message out? I've seen some media articles, but is there going to be a buildup as it gets closer?
I think there will be. I've seen there's a little countdown. I have a website, artbell.com, and they've got a countdown clock on it. And I'm getting messages saying, have you noticed how slowly that countdown clock is going? So there's a lot of people waiting out there.
Have you got them calling you? Come on, Art, start it now. I bet they've never left you alone, though.
Well, the equipment to do it isn't here yet, George, so I'd have to be screaming the show out. No, they're very excited. I'm very excited. I hope that I fulfill expectations when I get there.
Sure you will. All right. Anything else you want to, anything else you can think of?
Boo!
No. You were always the master of the tease, too, you know, of
oh, yes.
Just a little tantalizing bit.
Yes. I guess I'm doing a lot of that. I'm doing a lot of teasing. There's no question about it. I turned down two terrestrial networks, you know, regular broadcast networks. And I thought I was done. And then I get this message on Facebook from an executive at XM, Sirius XM they are. And that was that. I was hooked.
Good. Can't wait.
There you have it, folks. One of the last times I was interviewed. I think we are going to wrap it up and make way for U7 Radio to take some calls. This has been one hell of a ride. I know people are torn on this AI stuff. I'm not sure myself. I would like to hope that people enjoyed these, if for nothing else, to reminisce in years past, or just out of the curiosity to explore what is possible. I also hope people have gotten a bit of insight into what is possible with this technology and its possible downside. With that said, let's turn it over to U7 Radio to take calls from the living. There is no call queue and nothing is screened. If you get voicemail, go ahead and leave your question. Otherwise, just keep calling until you get through. That number is 775-238-6610. There is definitely more to come. We don't have call queuing and we don't screen calls, but you can leave your question after the tone. And we will likely answer it on air. Otherwise, keep trying. You can also visit our chat room at u7radio.org/chat. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Art Bell, your host and fellow explorer of the unknown, signing off for the last time. It's been a remarkable journey, filled with countless conversations, fascinating discoveries, and the unquenchable thirst for knowledge. As I prepare to bid farewell to the airwaves, I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you who have shared this radio space with me, who have called in with your stories and experiences, and who have kept the spirit of curiosity alive. You are the ones who have made this journey truly extraordinary. Remember, the mysteries of the universe are vast and boundless. They await those who dare to question, to seek, and to dream. Keep your antennas tuned to the frequencies of wonder and never lose that insatiable hunger for truth. So until we meet again under the starlit skies of cosmic intrigue, keep looking up, keep exploring, and keep embracing the enigmatic wonders that surround us. This is Art Bell signing off, but the spirit of adventure and the quest for knowledge will forever echo through these airwaves. Take care, my friends, and may the night bring you captivating dreams and intriguing encounters. Good night, God bless, and as always, keep watching the skies. This is Art Bell, W6OBB, signing off the last time. Good night and goodbye.
Chat room is open. Join the chat at u7radio.org/chat. From east of the Rockies, call 775-238-6610. West of the Rockies, call 775-238-6610. International callers contact absolutely no one and call 775-238-6610. Wildcard line, call 775-238-6610.
Peace of mind, and I'm ready for the times to get better. You seem to want from me what I cannot give. I feel so lonesome at times. I have a dream that I wish I could live. It's burning holes in my mind. It's been a too long time with no peace of mind, and I'm ready for the times to get better. Na 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 na.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to U7 Radio Live. If this does get replayed, take note. The date is July 16th, and it is, 12:39 a.m.? So if it does get replayed, just don't call. Anyhow. Wow, so the whole AI original episode that we played at 9:30 was something else. We've been plagued with all kinds of issues, technical, to even get this going tonight. I'm hoping if we start taking calls that they can hear me, I can hear them, and you can hear both of us. But it's been a challenge. So I do want to say something about the voicemail thing, the broadcast where we had AR Art answering voicemails. And the thing of it was, is these voicemails were left via Google Voice, and Google Voice would do a Google speech to text translation. We would cut and paste that translation, good or bad translation. There were tons of mistakes, as you might have noticed on Frostband, and we would paste that in the ChatGPT. We would take the response, put it into 11 Labs AI, and that's what you got. And some of it was kind of weird, especially I think Frostman just made me laugh a bit. The other thing I think is the voicemails versus our first program with the interviews. We were saying, please answer, this is a voicemail. And I'm not sure if it's because we asked him to answer as a voicemail versus please answer as if you're Art Bell doing an interview. He seemed to get a little wilder, a little sillier. almost wondering if that would have, we should have reset the whole thing first. On that note, you know, some of those answers, especially in the first one, there was a lot of stuff that I know was inaccurate. And some of the critiques were about that. As soon as he said that, I tuned out. Well, of course. And I don't think we mentioned it in the other broadcast, but ChatGPT, aside from what we put into it, had all this information it had collected from the web. And where it was collecting that stuff from was from forums. So who knows what people are saying on there, what kind of rumors are being tossed around. Same with Reddit as well. So yeah, interesting. We are going to go and open up the lines. Let me just go through here my notes here. Oh, hope you guys have been enjoying Listener's Choice. We ran a poll for a while, and we've been playing that all weekend. We'll probably do that in, all through Monday. This has been a rough one to pull together. I set the stakes. I thought my week would provide plenty of time to put this together, and it really didn't. What else we got here? So the numbers. Okay, the chat room, we have really far away from me. I have a laptop here. We have a handful of people in the chat room. Not a lot compared to last time. So if you want to join the chat, you can go to u7radio.org. Click on the chat link or just go straight to u7radio.org/chat. If you do want to call in, we did have some calls, and we're going to get to that here in a second on the last hour. You can call 775-238-6610. And during that little last broadcast, we did get one call. So let's see if we can hear it, and let's see what they have to say.
Yeah, this is Pat from Nebraska. I had an experience where I lived in a haunted house that I had purchased, and I was visited by aliens that I think that were investigating the spiritual anomalies or the ghost type things. And I thought maybe if you could ask Arch GPT that question, what he thought about aliens investigating spiritual or ghost anomalies in this dimension that we live in. And I love Art Bell, and I listen to him every chance I get, and I was so saddened when he died that my heart just loves him and the show, and it must continue, and I think you guys are doing a great job. Thank you. Goodbye.
So thanks, Pat. Since we actually had a little bit of time, first of all, I'm going to ask the chat room. I hope our technical difficulties are over and you guys can hear us. I know there's probably a minute or two delay. But since you did that while we were broadcasting the last thing, I did have a chance to put that into ChatGPT and also run it through the voice. So let's actually hear the answer to that. But I'm going to generate the AI right now on the spot. A lot of times you have to kind of finesse it a little bit. So this might be a little way weird. But let's hear it.
Hello, Pat from Nebraska. Thank you for your message, and I appreciate your kind words. It's fascinating to hear about your experiences in a haunted house and the potential connection between aliens and spiritual anomalies. It's a topic that has always intrigued me and many of our listeners. Now, as for what I think about aliens investigating spiritual or ghostly phenomena in our dimension, well, it's a captivating idea. We know so little about the true nature of these phenomena, and if extraterrestrial beings are indeed visiting our realm, it wouldn't be surprising if they, too, are curious about the mysteries that lie within the spiritual and supernatural realms. Perhaps they possess knowledge or technologies that allow them to explore these dimensions and uncover the enigmatic forces at play. It's all part of the grand tapestry of the unknown that we continue to unravel. So, Pat, keep exploring, keep embracing the mysteries that surround us, and thank you for being a loyal listener. Remember, the quest for understanding and the pursuit of knowledge are journeys that never truly end. Goodbye, and may the wonders of the universe continue to captivate you.
Okay, so that wasn't bad, just on the fly. We didn't have to do much to that. So after we did that first episode, we got a very negative. We got very positive on Facebook. When it came to Reddit, we had some pretty negative comments. What I did realize, though, I'm going to actually kind of read some of these. What I did realize, though, is most of the real negative stuff were people who didn't listen, didn't go back and listen, because we did have it posted live. Or we had it posted so you can download it or listen to it later. We had to take that down. We'll get into that a little bit later. But the fact that what I think I found was is people were sick of hearing about AI. They weren't jumping on the bandwagon. They weren't going to have anything to do with it. Most of people, we tried really hard to kind of balance the dangers of AI with the pros and cons. And I just thought it was weird, all the negative comments was no one who had listened to it. One of the comments was, this is Reddit, I won't listen to it, and I would never want this to be done to me posthumously. Although Art kept Coast to Coast and all of his other shows relatively free from being swamped with politics, he made himself pretty damn clear how he felt about current news, subject, or person. Cough, cough, Clinton. If this is a bot used to discuss news or any of that kind is developed, it'll be either A, worthless, and it won't have Art's opinions, or B, fake, if it starts using Art's voice to have opinions on today's current events, such as Ukraine war, or whatnot. We have no idea what he would feel beyond speculation. Now, the thing about that is no, we weren't doing that. No, we were trying to make an example. We weren't creating a bot for Art to continually say news. Obviously, that person had not listened to it and kind of missed the point of the experiment. Then we had people who did listen to it. Well, here's a positive one. I wish he was still around to address a lot of issues we are experiencing today. I think he would have been all over this topic and intrigued by it. With that said, his response to listening to this actual interview himself, I believe he would not have liked it, or at least completely be freaked out by it. Now, I want to tell you a story. Might give a little bit more information than I want to. We run a video production company, so we do a lot of business video and commercial photography. And several months ago, well before the first AI thing, we our co-founder, my partner since the 80s, we took a photo of her and animated it with AI. We cloned her voice and did a 17-minute interview with her. And it was damn impressive. It was pretty close. There were some issues with it. And it was neat. It freaked her out and it freaked me out. Because of some stuff, I think, well, afterwards, when we were generating responses, she said, hey, ask it, what do I see in you? And it was kind of joking, and then it answered. And she's like, oh, my God, that's almost what I would have said. Anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. I don't know that we're going to get a lot of calls at this hour. This is a little bit later than we did last time, but the lines are open. And if we get some calls, we'll go ahead and do it. If not, I'll run my mouth for a bit. The number is 775-238-6610. And we'll probably talk about... Let's talk about the third-party providers. I think someone in the chat room said, hey, on some app, the volume's really low. And this is just a constant thing. I can't tune in. I can't find you on TuneIn. I can't find you on this app. We haven't been in contact. I said this last time, but it's a constant thing. I don't know how they're doing it. I know Apple does have problems connecting to our streams. I typically recommend the Paranormal Radio app. They don't do ads. A lot of people use TuneIn, which is what I use on Alexa. As far as the whole AI thing, oh, maybe I should actually open the lines up here. There we go. All right, so someone calls, they call. I always wanted to interview Art Bell, just not like this. I did have a chance to talk to him, but... Now, the AI thing that's happening right now, I think the hype, the fact that's talked about way too much, the fact that there's a lot of stock market stuff, it's like a bubble. It's remember, for us older folks out there, like when a dot-com boom happened and like the big buzzword was e-commerce, you know, that bubble burst. I'm starting to feel like that. And we'll see. I'm a tech guy and definitely embracing it. But because I'm a tech guy, I also understand it and understand the technology behind it, how it was created, which gives me a good insight into the dangers of it. AI, will it destroy us? Well, it might. Okay, here's a funny little comment that someone sent me that I put down on here. It says, okay, Art, how many times have we heard you quit? You can't even quit after you've passed. That's kind of cute. The JC call. On that first episode of the JC call, I don't think we need to play it again. What was interesting is I actually called that number back on, from my personal phone, and it was, I think it was probably Google Voice. Number, and it said, leave me a message and I will call you back. It was JC's voice. I think it was AI. And I was actually going to, before this, record that voicemail greeting, and it's gone now. So maybe we'll get another call by JC. I kind of don't think so. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Hopefully we'll get some calls. If not, we'll just go into a replay. I'm going to take a break. While I'm taking that break, we're going to do about 3 minutes. I want to look at the chat room. Probably try to bring this laptop a little bit closer to me because it's way over there and I can't see it. And we're going to answer some questions there. So if you want to pop on the chat room chat, it's u7radio.org/chat or just go to u7radio.org, click on the giant Texas chat. But I think let's just do about a 3 minute break and I'll kind of go through the chat messages because I got all the screens in front of me. It's hard to look at everything. So here we go. And yes. All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Listening to U7 Radio. The chat room is open. Join the chat at u7radio.org/chat. From east of the Rockies, call 775-238-6610. West of the Rockies, call 775-238-6610. International callers contact absolutely no one and call 775-238-6610. Wildcard line, call 775-238-6610.
Just a bit long on that. Sorry about that. I was looking at the chat room. This is interesting about the partner's AI video experiment. Everybody, the people who are very negative about this AI thing are, they're talking about jobs that will get lost. And as a video content, video production company and a commercial photography company, we do pretty well. We try to stay on top of the technology. We are at so much risk. There's so much video, so many video tools. They're doing things that were really hard, that took a lot of time. In our studio, we built a 10-foot by, supposed to be 18-foot green screen infinity wall, you know, the curvy one. That's not even needed anymore. AI can just remove things from it, and I can't believe we spent the money on that, and then all this AI stuff happened. So let's look at this. Let me try to make a lot of noise with the mic arm, and let's look at this chat room here. Is the current AI stream live? That's Ryab? I'm assuming you meant to say Ryan. Ryab, I don't know what you mean. Is the current AI stream live? Oh, we will, okay, not now, it was about 30 minutes ago. So we will be replaying that after this. B. Jones says, AI started okay, but it didn't sound right towards the end. Our voice had more of a timbre to it. Yeah, you know, the tones and the inflections are pretty off. And when we did that last little voicemail, once we went live here, a lot of those answers we had to regenerate three or four times and do tweaks. What was that call number? The call number is on the homepage, and the call number is 775-238-6610. But they thought the answer was good and not silly like some of the previous AI segment. You know the call-in, the voicemail stuff, I really thought the AI was really off the wall on that one. I thought, compared to the interview, I thought it was a little bit crazy and weird. I should probably take us off of Do Not Disturb so we can receive calls. Let's look through my talking points and my notes here. I got a lot of, I printed out a bunch of the comments from Reddit. There are a lot of valid points. But I really wish some of the negative things people would have actually listened to. Okay, so one of them says, okay, I've listened to pretty much the whole thing. I'm going to listen to it again. Let's take this call. And hopefully everybody can hear everything. This is a test. Hello, you're on live with U7 Radio. Who am I talking to? Hello. Yep, we lost them. They hung up. Let me look here real quick. Nope, they hung up. Well, call back. So let's go back to that. Okay, I've listened to pretty much the whole thing, and I'm going to listen to it again. This is why I think AI should be stopped immediately. I mean, it's awesome getting ready to go back and try to recapture some that was the fire that was our Art Bell and have that lightning strike in a bottle. But at the same time, as convincing as it is, it's still a simulation. It's not the real living, breathing person. It's a computer simulating him. However, it's easy to get swept up in thinking it's a real person because it just seems real. It just seems that it's a little off. I don't know what to say about it, but it's another example of how this technology can be used for something cool, but also how it could be manipulated in the future. Generations, truth will no longer be distinguishable. Fact or reality. Let's try to answer this call again. All right, hopefully we got you this time. You're live on U7 Radio. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, well,
this is V Jones. V Jones, east of the Rockies.
East of the Rockies. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well, and I just tuned in, but I wanted to say I really appreciate that you run all of these replays of the original shows. It's my nighttime listening.
Oh, yeah, mine too. I mean, I can't even go to sleep unless there's that background sound.
That's exactly what I do, is I put it on as my background to go to sleep.
And if I have a day where I get to sleep in, I have the weirdest dreams.
Well, it's amazing because many of the things that Art talked about 20, 30 years ago are still the same conversations going on today. You know, politically, when he did get political, or just trends in people's general madness.
What I liked about him is he didn't, in that interview we played earlier, which you said you just tuned in, he talked about the polarity in the country, and that's something he never really addressed. He just tried to lay things out, let people make their own choices. He kind of just put information out there and didn't try to shove anything down anybody's throat.
Well, I agree. I agree 100%, which was what made him so engaging, because he was open to talking to anyone about anything, really.
And that doesn't happen anymore. I mean, everything's screened, and you don't get that kind of entertainment. There's on-screen calls like he did.
That's true.
So what did
he
you
was
think?
One of a kind.
You said you just tuned in. Did you have a chance to hear the previous AI episode or any of that?
I did not. I just tuned in and I just heard that one last AI generation. And, you know, well, the content was, you know, I think somewhat authentic to what Art was like, but the voice got a little janky at the end there.
It was, yeah, I think it's getting worse, honestly. But
a little creepy.
Yeah, the responses were terrifying to me. And this technology can be abused. We're already seeing it. We're seeing scams. I've seen news articles where people, like their kids, they're hearing their kid's voice saying that they're being abducted and they need to be, they have to pay someone money, and it's their kid's fine, just sitting in school, but someone heard a YouTube video and cloned their voice.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much opportunity. I would really love to know, Art Bell being such a tech guy, I would love to hear his discussion on it, his real discussion, not his AI discussion, on what his thoughts were on this.
Well, you know, as I've listened to a lot of the old shows too, some of the interviews, you know, especially with climate change and, you know, that we've seen come to fruition, really, all the things, a lot of things he talked about. And he had an interview one time with Michael Osterholm, the epidemiologist from Wisconsin or Michigan. And it was amazing what Osterholm said, and this was, I think, at least 25 years ago. about what would happen when we got a pandemic in this country. And the only thing that was different was, of course, we didn't have the broad internet that we have now. So we couldn't get our groceries delivered, and we couldn't, you know, do things then that we could now, you know. So it wasn't quite as calamitous, but it was just frightening how accurate that was so many years ago. So while he did have a lot of, like, wackadoo people on talking about some crazy stuff, he actually had some wonderful interviews, too, with real scientists, you know, the Michio Kaku and so many great things as well.
If he wasn't sure, he was really good at asking the right questions.
Agreed. By far the best interviewer ever in my book.
That's why he ended up in the Radio Hall of Fame, and he deserved it. He deserved it way more than a lot of people who've been in there.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to call in and say thank you for running all these reruns. I know there's a couple of streams that do, and sometimes I jump between if I've already heard them, but I really appreciate you putting it out.
You know what's funny is
keeping it alive.
We run the stream. I also jump between them. I tune into our stream, and I'm like, oh, I don't hear that one. And I'll go to another one. And I think the more people who do it, I think everybody needs to realize that it's not competition between streams, because no one's really, this isn't a commercial enterprise. We're doing it because we love Art Bell.
Right.
And I think it's great that we have that community doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you have a great night.
Well, you have a wonderful night. Yeah.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. So we had a, you probably heard it. We have a call, and the transcription says, "Hey, friend, about 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is the AI stream live." Yes, it is. We got another call. Let's see what we got here. Thank you for calling U7 Radio. You are on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello, this is Raya from East of the Rockies. Oh, wait, let me turn down my radio. Hold on.
I was going on that one on the last time. I don't think anybody's using the radio now to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, people are. There are Wi-Fi radios because we get support requests for them. We don't know what to tell them. So how are you doing tonight?
Doing quite well. I was actually doing the usual thing, putting on U7, falling asleep, and it sounded like there was a new stream happened about AI, and really happy to hear it again. Thank you.
Yeah, we weren't sure if we could do a follow-up. It took a couple months, but we did a couple replays that weren't obvious that they weren't live, and so people called and left voicemails. And I said, let's just put that together. And we definitely didn't put as much effort into that one as we did the first one, and I think that's definitely concluding the experiment.
Okay, sure.
Go ahead.
I think it did raise some pretty good points. Myself, I used to work in radio and journalism, and increasingly these days, a lot of my old colleagues, they're all relying on AI now. It's basically supplementing like what we used to do, and I think Art would be on top of this just like you do. He'd love all this.
And, you know, that's an interesting point. You said you worked in radio and journalism. My partner in our business was talking about that earlier. She's 35 years into journalism and not doing it anymore. We're doing commercial stuff. But one of the big things, this is why the Actors Guild is going on strike with the Writers Guild. One of the big things is streaming and AI. Like, one of the issues with the Actors Guild is they want to hire extras, scan them, pay them once, reuse them over and over. And just this whole thing that we have done, like, what does that... Cloning people's voice is dangerous. And I think we were trying to make that point. I think people who didn't listen to it missed that point.
You got it. We're running into a future where the AI and the robots are going to be the ones creating the art for us, the people that have to slave away and work for a living.
Well, I think that's what I was saying the last time. Like, as generations go, like, you know, our kids now are feeding stuff into AI to create this art, and like these images and videos and whatnot. But give it like two generations when there's no real art anymore and they're feeding AI-generated art into AI. I mean, are people going to have? Is it going to be like inbreeding? People are going to have three eyes? I mean, it's a bizarre thing.
Let's raise the issue of AI-generated art with our AI-generated art bell, man.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people have really frowned on this project. That's actually kind of why we're ending it, but I wanted to end it to just follow up with it and say, hey, hopefully you're not just complaining about, you actually listen, because I think there were some good points. Even the ChatGPT responses made good points about possibly the dangers as well as the benefits of AI.
Sure. Yep. I wanted to let you know, like, you got someone out here east of the Rockies. Hear you loud and clear, my man.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
All right. Cheer on.
Take care.
Rock on. Cheers.
Looks like we had another one there. Hold on here. Let's see. Voicemails. Oh, actually, we were getting texts. Yes, I'm just going to say yes to this text. What else? Before we call it good, if there's anyone else that wants to call, go for it. Let me look through my notes here. I was hoping to actually put something together about the U7 Radio and Premier Radio battle, because that was very instrumental into us continuing on, because that's when I got to talk to Art Bell on his cell, and he definitely directed, he was very instrumental in the decisions that we made of how we were able to proceed without getting sued to oblivion. So quick look at the chat room. Art is the best interviewer. He is the best interviewer. He did listen to his guest, unlike some people recently. That's one thing, that interview with Mystery Wire that we played on that, I had never heard that before, and I felt like he said a lot of personal information. I felt like he finally came out and said his thing with what he feels about Coast to Coast these days. And I feel bad because I look at how Coast to Coast and Premier is working with Art Bell, and I see the website, and I just feel like they're just trying to make whatever buck they can. But I did want to play something, and I forgot about this, actually. I wanted to go back to when he passed away that evening, and we cut into the stream, and actually, we never cut into the stream ever before this, and it was a big deal, and we actually played George Norrie. But, you know, let's have a quick listen, and I'm going to go ahead and turn off the phone lines here, and let's have a quick listen, because I just feel like this is fake. You know, at the time, I didn't know what to think, but, you know, years later, listening to this, I'm like, I'm not going to curse or say anything bad, but just have a listen.
We have been over the last 30-some minutes. That Art Bell has died. I'm trying to get my composure here, folks. He was 72 years old. Our senior producer, Tom Danheiser, and executive producer Lisa Lyon and Jimmy Church have been working this story all night. I'm going to go to Tom in the LA studio.
George, I'm right here. It's a very sad night. I just got off the phone with George Knapp, and a press release was sent to all the media. It simply read, community announcement. Longtime resident and radio show host Art Bell died today at 72 years old in his home in Pahrump, Nevada. It's truly a sad night. We've got such fond memories, and it's just something that's unbelievable, really.
You know, Art and I were not that close. We had our differences. But he was one of those instrumental in me being where I am right now.
But I know, even with your differences, that you guys always kept the audience in mind, and you still do. And so that was a common thread that you guys had together.
God, he just had his second little baby.
Yeah,
I know. Gosh. A little bit later on in the program, we'll get Jimmy Church on. Jimmy's been working the phones, and he's got some information. Apparently, the Nye County Sheriff's Department has made the announcement. One of the problems, and the reason I did not go with this 25 minutes ago, is because of the Internet. You just don't know. But there's just too many other media in the Las Vegas area that are beginning to report this story now that I think it's important enough to go with this. Art it would have been 73 years old in June. He was born on June 17th. Go ahead, Tom.
I am waiting for a call back from the spokesperson of the Nye County Sheriff's Department. So
why are they so secretive about this?
I don't know. I actually called three times, and each person, there were different people, and they said, we cannot confirm, we cannot deny, but we will send you over to our spokesperson. And, of course, I got voicemail.
Okay. Well, folks, we were going to have Friday the 13th open lines next hour. I'm going to open up the lines, and we'll just talk about the memory of Art, those of you who heard some things, and we might get some clips or two that we might be able to play. This is breaking very fast tonight.
Wow. Okay. Anyhow, the one thing I've noticed is people seem more intrigued by the process of putting something like this together. I think I just really need to point out that this wasn't supposed to be accurate. It was supposed to be more of what we can expect from this at this point. I think it's going to get better, and it's going to become more accurate, which is fascinating and scary at the same time. I'm going to throw my pen on the desk and make a lot of noise. And I'm going to open the I'm going to open up the phone lines one more time just for a couple minutes. And then what we'll do is we'll just go straight into a replay of this. Probably not going to get this last part because I'll have to process this separately. One of the things that was talked about early on in the chat room, which we talked about last time, all the nerds want, all the geeks like me want to know, we're broadcasting on Windows 10. Our servers that we send our stream up to are running Debian Linux. I'm on the chat room on a laptop with Linux Mint, and what we're usually serving all the broadcasts, all the programs from up to the servers that separated out is Windows XP. And yes, we absolutely need to upgrade that. We need to get a dedicated machine for that at some point, but that seems like a lot of work at this point. So, yeah, the lines are open again. We're going to stay on here for another couple minutes. 775-238-6610. Let's have a look at the chat room. Someone says, I will miss the Art Bell experiment. Perhaps someone else will take it up. We've had a lot of fun with that experiment, and yeah, I'm still really torn on doing it. I don't know how respectful it is. And the two programs we just have done in the last couple of months have been a lot of fun to put together. But there's so many people who are going to tune in the middle of it and take what's being said at face value. Even though we know AI isn't going to be completely accurate. And then scripting it is just overlaying someone else's opinions on what we think Art Bell would say. I know it's a slippery slope, and I feel like you have to be very careful. I think this experiment was valuable, but I don't know, I'm really torn on moving forward. Some people have said we should try to do something live every so often. Might be open to that. I don't know what the content would be. I mean, hell, we can talk about the crazy stuff last month that happened in Vegas with the crazy lights and the police or UFOs. But, I mean, I don't know if I am right there on the top to be qualified to talk about that kind of stuff. So I think we're going to just wrap it up, and then we'll get into that replay. We're going to go, I think what we'll do here, as I try to figure it out, is we'll just do a quick 3-minute break, and then we'll go straight into the replay. I'll start processing the call, and maybe we'll be able to put this last little bit at the end of the replay, and then we're going to go right back to Listener's Choice. We're going to run the Listener's Choice. A lot of people voted for that. A lot of people private messaged and commented, and their stuff was added in there as well. So there's some stuff we didn't have, and I'm surprised. So I'm going to go look for some of that. But so I think that's what we're going to do. I want to thank everybody for listening. And, of course, we have been on the air for close to 16 years. Because of you guys, we've been through the thick and thin. We have literally had negative money in our bank account. You guys have donated to keep the servers online. We appreciate that. And if it wasn't for this community, the 16 years would never have happened. And because of this community is why we fought with U7 or with Premier Radio. And there is, that could be another live thing just to really go through that whole process because it's pretty interesting. Anyhow, we're in Caught Good, and we'll go into the replay in about 3 minutes once I get it queued up. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for everybody showed up in the chat room. I know this is a little later than we did last time, but hey, everybody have a great night, and man, Art Bell was, he was pioneer. He was one of a kind. So let's go ahead and go to the break, go to the replay. Thank you for listening to U7 Radio. We are at u7radio.org. We are also on Facebook. We don't do a lot of social media. We're not on there that often. But go ahead, leave a comment. We have a group now. And I think we're going to try to keep the chat room going. Anyways, stay tuned for the replay.
I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd